From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. President Bush arrived in Beijing today for talks with Chinese President Hu Jintao. On his way, he stopped at a military base in South Korea. He rallied American military personnel stationed there and spoke about the importance of staying the course in the campaign against terrorism. And from thousands of miles away, he directly engaged in the debate over his Iraq policy back in Washington. NPR's David Green has been traveling with the president and sent us this report.
The focus of Mr. Bush's trip to Asia was supposed to be the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in South Korea. On the agenda, promoting free trade and combating bird flu. When the president arrived in the country, he had a news conference with South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun. Mr. Bush briefly brought up Iraq in his opening comments.
First, I want to thank the president and the people of this wonderful country for sending more than 3,000 troops to Iraq to help that democracy flourish.
But the next day came a surprise that made headlines. South Korea's defense ministry proposed to withdraw 1,000 of its troops. South Korea has been an important ally in Iraq, with more troops there than any other country except for the U.S. and Great Britain. White House officials scrambled to explain South Korea's move. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley said he had been assured by South Korean officials that they were committed to the mission and were only considering some troop reductions as they moved to extend the deployment.
I mean, I know what's reported in the press, and again, when you go into one of these situations, is there a lot of discussion about missions and force levels and all the rest, and are there people doing a lot of planning? Sure, that goes on in our government, goes on in their government.
After the summit, Mr. Bush's next stop was Chile Osan Air Base, 46 miles south of the demilitarized zone. An Air Force rock band was warming up his audience, troops bundled up in their fatigues, drinking hot chocolate, and enthusiastic about hearing from their commander-in-chief. Mr. Bush opened by thanking them for what they do.
For half a century, American servicemen and women have stood faithful and vigilant watch here in Korea. You've kept the peace and you secured the freedom won at great cost in the Korean War. You've ensured that no American life was lost in vain.
But in this speech as well, Mr. Bush had to get to the business back in Washington. Democratic Congressman John Murtha of Pennsylvania, a respected voice on defense issues who had supported the war in Iraq, had sparked a bitter debate. He said American troops had become a primary target of insurgents in Iraq and that it is time to bring them home. The president inserted his response into his speech.
In Washington, there are some who say that the sacrifice is too great, and they urge us to set a date for withdrawal before we have completed our mission. Those who are in the fight know better. One of our top commanders in Iraq, Major General William Webster, says that setting a deadline for our withdrawal from Iraq would be, quote, a recipe for disaster. General Webster's right.
5 days earlier, the president had gone to another military base in Alaska and said Democrats accusing him of twisting pre-war intelligence were being irresponsible. A senior White House advisor, Dan Bartlett, said it was appropriate to deliver such messages to military audiences because, he said, they're more interested than anyone in the commander-in-chief's views about an ongoing war. Mr. Bush left South Korea for China, where he's hoping to push President Hu Jintao to correct what Americans see as China's unfair trade advantage. The president's hoping his effort makes some headlines. David Green, NPR News, Beijing.